I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. In a moment, Bollywood sensation A.R. Rahman brings his show to America. But first, we want to tell you about a Mexican matador who showed bullfighting fans something a little different this past weekend. Reporter Frank Contreras is in Mexico City. Frank, tell us about this matador in Mexico City who's made headlines.
The poor guy, Christian Hernandez. He's 22 years old. And this all went down in the world's largest bullfighting ring here in Mexico City. It's called the Plaza de Toros in the south central part of the city, right next to a famous soccer stadium. The bullfighting ring that day was not even half filled. It was a rainy day, drizzly. You could see people holding up umbrellas, a few people in the stands. This matador, Christian Hernandez, goes into the ring. The bull starts to charge him. He makes a few moves, and then he realizes he's got to get out of there. So he makes a run for it, Marco. He tosses his red cape, bullfighting cape, makes a run for the wall, and just leaps right over it. Leaps right over it, you know, waits for a few seconds down in the dirt, then comes up, throws his hand up in the air and says, I'm done with it.
And he wasn't just meaning that particular fight. Apparently he's done with being a matador.
He did step back into the ring after a few people tried to convince him, Marco, get back in there, you can do this. Then he realized, wait a minute, this just is not for me. Somebody said he should have lied. He should have said, you know, it's cruelty to animals and I just have to get out of there because this is, you know, killing bulls is wrong. But he didn't say that. He just said, I just simply don't have it in me. I just didn't have the cojones. So he got himself out of there. He was immediately arrested, Marco, and taken in a police car to a local police station where he was charged with basically breaching his bullfighter's contract.
So Christian Hernandez fled the bull in Plaza de Toros in Mexico City. That's the answer to our geo quiz, Plaza de Toros. And we've actually posted a link to a video of the fleeing matador at theworld.org. Frank, I've got to say, if I were Christian Hernandez, I would have fled too. But then again, I'm not a matador. How did the fans react when he did this?
Well, you could hear the fans cheering the guy, heckling the guy. I mean, it was just the most embarrassing moment, no doubt, probably in the history of that bullfighting ring. So people were not very pleased. I did speak to one bullfighting aficionado. He told me, well, I kind of understand. I mean, that's a lot of bull charging at you, you know?
I'll say. Now, you know, some have called him cowardly, but after all, I mean, this is a guy who looked at the situation, he made a snap decision, and then maybe saved his own life. Is anybody saying, no, this guy isn't cowardly, he's smart?
Actually, there are a lot of people saying that. There are animal rights people who are now calling him a sort of anti-hero. And there are a lot of bullfighting fans who remember this guy was gored by a bull about a year ago. And so, you know, he had some pretty bad memories. And some people said this kind of is a boding for the bullfighting industry here in Mexico. It's been in decline in recent years. The numbers of fans turning out just aren't the same as they used to be. But some people say, you know, what you're really seeing is a guy who may have looked to be a coward, but kind of was, you know, paying attention to his most basic instincts.
Reporter Frank Contreras in Mexico City, always good to speak with you. Thanks.
I'm glad to be with you again.